Hey, what's up, everyone? Thank you again for joining us for another episode of Reflections. I know it's Valentine's Day, and for all y'all with couples that are, you know, you all love each other, y'all happy together, all that kind of thing. I hope you get a bad dessert or something tonight. I don't know. I'm just bitter. But no, I hope y'all have a good night. Enjoy your night this evening with Valentine's Day. But remember, I think it's important that we recognize and take a minute that, you know what, it honestly, in my opinion, it's not just about couples. I mean, we really just need to come to a place where we can love each other. So if nothing else today, show somebody some love. And you can start right here on this episode of Reflections. Show some love. Drop a comment. Say, hey, let us know you're here. Like, share, invite somebody in to watch. We definitely appreciate it. But I think we got a good show for y'all tonight. We got Florida Avenger, strong safety and receiver number 28, Margot Smith. She's going to be coming in, talking to us a little bit. And really excited about the things that are coming up for the season with this league and what these women are doing. Black Silhouette, what's up? Appreciate you joining us. But I really am excited, and I want to, before we even go any further, I want a huge shout out to all you guys. We set a goal on the last episode of a minimum of 10 season tickets that we wanted to purchase before the season started, and we are sitting at 8 because of you guys, because of your guys' love, support, and willingness to help out. And so we definitely appreciate you guys. We're sitting at 8. We only need 2 more. The season tickets themselves are $30 a piece. That covers the 3 home games that they have. They're regular $15 a piece. So you essentially getting like 3 for 2 type of deal. But on top of that, you know, whether it's a dollar, whether it's you're buying the ticket in its, you know, entirety, whatever, it all helps. It's all useful. And you know what? I want to let you know, too, like, even after we hit this 10, you know, this 10 ticket goal, we want to keep it pushing. We want to keep doing what we can for the team, because these women got to, they pay to play. You know what I mean? They've got the expenses to travel and do these different things and upkeep the equipment and all that kind of thing. So you can always show some love and support and, you know, go out there. Ashanti, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Skittles coming in. Skittles for the win. I think that was the hashtag last time my brother threw out. But, so I'm excited about tonight. Again, we got Margot here with us, and we're going to let her kind of tell us her story, her background. And so watch y'all just to buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Hello, hello, party people.
How you doing tonight? Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
So we, you know, I say we, me, I don't care if anybody else wants to know, but I want to know. First and foremost, why? Why football? Why safety? Why strong safety? Why receiver? Why? What's the why behind it?
The why behind this? Well, at first, like I said, when we were talking briefly, me starting football, well, actually, I got pressured to play football.
You got pressured? What you mean you got pressured?
My best friend, she started off playing, and then I was like, man, I'm not mentally ready, because when I first got here, it was a struggle. I mean, like I told you earlier, if it weren't for Duval, I mean, man, I don't know where I'd be, but football has been family on and off the field.
Okay.
But, I get to hit people without going to jail? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm in. I'm all in. But it's more than that now. It built my character, and I'm happy. I'm glad. I love it.
Okay. All right. So tell the people a little bit about you, where you come from, you know, how you ended up over there in you know, lovely Jacksonville, Florida, and you know, yeah. Let us know a little bit about Margo.
A little testimony, a little something.
Okay.
Well, I came here in 2018 with $500 in my pocket. You know, it was a struggle from there. I'm not going to get too deep on that, but I just kept going and never stopped. And I never thought, like, hey, I'm finna fail, or hey, I might end up dead, or where I'm going to be. I never questioned myself where I'm going to be, because I knew where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept going and going, and then over time, when I got introduced to football, it changed me a lot as a person, because my character sucked, my body language sucked, I had a bad attitude.
Okay.
I was receptive. But now, over time, people that cared, and it's the football team, they start telling me about myself, and I wasn't really used to that.
Okay.
Hey, man, you can't tell me about me. But over time, I started being receptive and listening, like, hey, you really like that. You might need to step back and reevaluate yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did, and hey, I'm here now. My mind frame better, my character, and my body language.
Okay. I think that's important, actually, that you're able to recognize that, you know, and you were able to recognize it, you know, at that point in transition that, hey, I might be the problem. You know, I think a lot of times we go through different things in our life, and we have a tendency to, especially in our culture today, we have a tendency to shift blame. It's always everybody else's fault. If somebody gives me feedback that I don't like, oh, they just hating on me, they just this, they just that. And it's like, nah, you might, like, I always talk about it in the church. And I know Black Silhouette is watching right now. He can attest to it. In the church, we like to tell everybody they can sing. Like, oh, you can sing, you really can't. Go sit down somewhere. Like, you can't be in the choir. You can't sing. I'm sorry. I know you love the Lord, but you can't sing. So go make a joyful noise from the pews. I was one of those go make a joyful noise people. Like, I can't sing. I can't hold a note in a dump truck. And my dad growing up, I played tuba. That was the first instrument I learned how to play was tuba. And whenever I would start singing, they would tell me, you're an excellent tuba player. And even though that sounds like a compliment, now it was really telling me to shut up because I couldn't sing. And I think that's important a lot of times in our life. That ain't their gift, and that's right, Janair. You know, that we have to be able to recognize that sometimes when people are giving us feedback, it's not because they have some kind of ill will or negative intention. They just very simply are being honest with us. And we need that. We need that to grow. We need that to, I mean, you can't tell me that you'd get any better on the field if the coach was always telling you you did everything right.
Right. And yeah, I had to reevaluate myself all the way from high school because I always been athletic. And okay. I kept, ever since my two to three season of football, from high school until now, I was always like, dang, why nobody, I'm a good athlete. Why nobody don't ever notice me? Why nobody? They was waiting on me. The door was already open.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I was being lazy. I wasn't focused. I wasn't being receptive. I wasn't realizing my problem.
Right.
But, hey, that problem being fixed is still a progress.
Right.
It's being fixed.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's another important thing is that it's a constant progression. You never really arrive, whether that's in your personal life or, you know, you as an athlete on the field. There's always a way to get faster, to get stronger, to learn a new play, run a new route, you know, whatever the case may be. And when I was younger playing football, I played safety one play. And I stood there and I waited for the receiver to come to me, and I was leveled, absolutely leveled. I mean, it was like, and I learned from that experience. I learned that I need to play line. I need to know my role and I need to stay in it. And that's it. I'm good for a 5 to 10 yard burst. And then that's it. That's all you're getting from me. That's it. We starting over after that. That's it. So, what... You mentioned being an athlete, as you know, from high school, essentially. What do you think is one of the most difficult or challenging aspects about being an athlete?
Besides football, me being a woman, besides that, it's just, at that time, it's the consistency. Being consistent.
Okay.
I was lazy. I was too much worried about what other people think. I was too busy... Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Okay.
Like, now I wasn't focused, and then nighttime really didn't have that support, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I had that support, it motivates me to motivate myself.
Okay.
Because I was like, dang, I really don't need people. I really don't need nobody to tell me that I'm great.
Mm-hmm.
But now I see that I'm great. I feel like I don't need to be told anymore.
Right. Well, yeah, have you, God, I don't know. I'm going to kind of tell on myself a little bit here and date myself a little bit. Cat Williams, a few years back, did one of his stand-ups, he was talking about, like, I don't feel much like a tiger. I just, maybe I want to be a koala today, you know, whatever. But, you know, you said, I don't need anybody to tell me I'm great. And you don't. Like, a lion doesn't walk around going, hey, I'm a lion. You know, like, a lion is just a lion. You know, an elephant is just an elephant. Like, if you look in nature and run around beating a chest, talking about, hey, this is me, look at me. You know, this is what I do. This is, you know, whatever. So I think that's a pretty amazing thing that you can come to that realization. Hey, I don't need anybody to tell me I'm great, but I do need that support to continue to get better. Like, that's Ashanti says she a koala today. I can't. I'm done. But I think that that's very important. Now, you mentioned before you went into kind of answering the question, you talked about aside from being a woman. So I'm gonna go ahead and jump back on that. Because I think it's an unfortunate thing. There was a clip that I saw on the WNFC page, the Florida Avenger page. A lot of players were sharing it. This guy in this clip, you know, on, I don't know if it was a radio program, TV program, whatever, talking about, you know, women don't even play football. And it's like, wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. And so talk to me about that. I mean, I'm kind of surprised that I say I'm surprised. I'm not really surprised. It just makes for a good episode. But that's still an issue that you guys are facing. You know, yeah. how is that something that you address when it comes up?
I used to get kind of upset about it because, I mean, you being disrespectful. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, because when you say football or anything, they expect the lingerie football. Right. Which, hey, girls, hey, they ball out, but that ain't what we aiming for, and that's not what we always wanted to play. Most of us girls, anyway, we wanted to play boys. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, I feel like if they can do it, we can do it.
Right, right.
We might got a little different body parts, different organs, blase, blase, but that don't stop nothing.
Okay.
We still got legs. We still got hands.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it too.
Right. Right. And I mean, a lot of y'all can do it better than the guys. I mean, if we being honest, I mean, let's just be honest. You know, I find it hysterical a lot of times, though, a lot of people that critique professional sports in general are individuals that never play. Or, you know, even when they were young, never played the game. Or I played when I was in high school and now I'm 35 and I've eaten a whole nother person, but I'm going to talk about this player like, you know, because I mean, that's kind of me, you know. I mean, it's like that would be like me sitting here, you know, critiquing all these people. I might not like how they play. I might not like the play calling. I might not like this. But at the end of the day, I'm not the one out there doing it. I can't run a 40. I run 10. I'd probably die. Like, listen, I didn't run, you know.
But besides being athletic, I mean, from a boy side or a girl side, man or woman side, it's all about knowing the game. You can be the most athletic player or the most skilled player, but if you don't know the game, that don't mean nothing to nobody.
Right.
You know, it don't matter if you can be the slowest person on that field, but they know that game, but they do the most plays.
Okay.
It be like that. So, but other than that, I just feel like at this point, women can't be stopped.
Right.
Because we involved in everything, jobs, sports, you name it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think each individual, like we talked earlier, you know, each individual, if you know what you want and you go after it, that's, I mean, what's to stop you? The only thing that's really going to stop you is you at the end of the day. Other people might hinder the progress. Other people might make, you know, they might be obstacles. They might make it frustrating. But ultimately, you're the one putting in the work. And so you're only going to stop progressing when you stop putting in the work.
And that's where I come in. And I have to stop depending on people telling me, oh, you great. Oh, you bad to the bone. I wanted that boost because
okay.
I never had it. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? You like had that support. But as I grew as a person, not only just because of football and I'm growing, you really don't need nobody to tell you that. You gotta tell that within yourself, because nobody know you like you know you, or right. you can get to. But I'm still learning myself, and mm-hmm. I had to figure. I always wanted somebody to be like, "Hey, you good? You great?" But when it comes to that football, man, I always knew I was an athlete. My coaches told me in some ways, but they never told me because they knew I have a big head.
Okay.
A hot head. But things changed because I'm like, man, like I was telling you about high school, I had to be consistent. I had to keep going, figure out what I need to do to be great. And that's what I did. And they supported me on that. They ain't never told me, but they told me.
Okay.
You know? So I had to. I'm here now. I mean, I found the dog in me.
Okay. Now, you've mentioned consistency a couple times. What does consistency look like to you?
I mean, like, for example, me, I started as a linebacker.
Okay.
A little chunky, you know, a little thicker than what I am now, but I'm opened up and make it look good.
Okay.
Consistency, like me investing in myself, staying focused, doing what I need to be done as far as at home, at work, and on that field.
Okay.
One job, execute. And that's what I have to do in everything. So me, that's consistent to me. Just keep going, keep making yourself great. Just be stronger. I mean, just keep going. Don't stop until you get to where you need to be. That's consistent to me.
Okay. All right. Very cool. So, you know, a lot of us have, we've experienced struggles in our life. Like, it's pretty fair to, Janera says, nothing wrong with thickness, but we got to get it right. So.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously struggles look different to each person, you know, and affect us all differently. But you've kind of hinted at some different things that you've had to go through. So what has being an athlete help you overcome those personal struggles, or did going through the personal struggles help you become a better athlete, or both?
It's both.
Okay.
It's both, because me dealing with life at, you know, outside, without football, I mean, I get to leave it outside the gate.
Okay.
Before I get them gates, I got to leave it outside the gate and let everything out on that field. As far as, this my only time to be who I want to be.
Okay.
Instead of being at work and, you know, it's crazy. It just, but at the same time, it built my character. All the way around.
Okay.
Man, his attitude was bad, man. Nobody could tell me nothing.
it was that bad, huh?
Man, nobody could tell me nothing. I get all frustrated, but I got frustrated because nobody understood me either.
Okay.
So that was, if you don't understand me, I got real frustrated, but I couldn't do that anymore because, like I said, nobody know you like you know you.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta, it's the way you say stuff and the way you do stuff. So I'm gonna just say both.
Okay.
They help guys.
Okay. So what would you say, what mental tools have you used that help you operate under pressure?
Self-affirmations.
Okay.
Like, I talk to myself, like, I don't answer them. I don't answer myself. But okay. I talk to myself sometimes. But me talking to myself and be like, man, you great, man. Why you beating yourself up? Or you can do this, man. You know, just talking to myself. Like, I have to tell myself, like, I've never really had that support. Like, hey, you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Tell myself, because nobody else is not gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. So no, for real. I know. Black Silhouette says I do too. He's he's a musician, he's a man that's got multiple talents. But as far as music is concerned, I know that's one thing that he has. I love his music because unique to himself. Like, he's true to himself, and you can hear that in his music. And I think that's true. Like, watching an athlete play, you know if that athlete is there for the love of the game, or, you know, whatever it is, or even people in our day-to-day lives, you know. Ashanti says sometimes she answers herself, too. I got to say, sometimes I have, you know, I'll have a meeting in my head, you know, and because I feel like I can give myself the best advice. I don't listen to it all the time, but I at least try. But I think that's... Ty says, hit that like button. It's good karma. I appreciate that, Ty. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead, you guys, like, share, invite somebody in. But yeah, I think that's important to be able to be honest with ourselves. And I think that there's a difference between positive affirmation and then lying to yourself. You know, you got to acknowledge areas that aren't so good, you know, that need improved, that need fixed, and that you can make a difference. And so that's cool. That's awesome. So how do you mentioned your football's family. So how does your teammates, how do they rally behind you and the other members of the team? Like, how do you guys support each other on the field, even off the field, maybe?
Just like guys do, slap each other on the butts and keep going.
I mean, y'all pushing it, like, how do y'all motivate each other, push each other, like?
We struggling in an exercise, or we struggling in a warm-up, or struggling in a route tree or something. We'll be, like, for example, I have somebody in front of me, or, no, me, for example. I don't know something clearly, but I have somebody behind me and say, do it again.
Okay.
They don't, because we have to take time doing reps instead of just waiting for the next person. They be like, "Nah, do it again, do it again, do it again." Like we all ride for each other this season. Like I said, I can actually trust my sisters this season.
Okay. Okay.
We ride.
All right. And how long have you been playing?
I've been playing for this is my fourth season.
Okay. And you said you started as a linebacker.
Yeah.
Right, and so how long have you been playing strong safety?
It's gonna be my first
year. What about receiver?
It's gonna be my first year.
Okay. So how's that got you feeling?
Hey, they got me feeling good because I'm a versatile player. I can play anywhere.
Okay.
You know, linebacker. I've been corner, DB.
Okay.
And inside linebacker, outside linebacker. I done did it all, but me learning the game, I done slimmed down a little bit, got a little faster. So it makes me feel good. Coach know what he's doing.
Okay, all right. So are you do you prefer defense or offense?
Oh, no, they both so good right now, but I prefer defense.
Why is that?
Man, I mean
you can say it.
I'm violent. I like being violent.
Like, I like to hit people.
Yeah, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean,
it's too, but I don't like to get hit, but hey, it's how it goes.
Right. Okay. Very cool. So, what's a usual practice look like for you?
A usual practice?
Yeah.
A lot of running.
A lot of running?
It's a lot of running. But it's a lot of learning, though. It's step by step. A lot of this is why, this is the reason.
Okay.
Like, it's structured and organized. Like, we do an 8-4. Like,
okay.
A job.
Okay. All right.
Like,
very cool. So, do you have any, I guess I could say, any heroes, anyone you look up to, anyone you look to for inspiration, motivation, you know, hey, I want to be like them, I want to do it like them, you know, that type of thing?
I'm going to be real and I'm going to get deep on that. I don't want to be like nobody.
Okay.
I want to be like me because I'm still learning me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I do have people that motivates me, which is all my coaches, really.
Okay.
And that's about it. And my, you know, my Nana too, RIP, I'll never forget what she tell me. She'll be like, be sweet, people. That's it. That's all I need to hear.
Okay. Okay. Very cool. I think that's important, and I like that you said that, that you were like, you know, I don't want to be like anybody. I want to be me. I'm still learning me. I think that's really important. I think oftentimes we try to emulate people so much that we forget who we are, as opposed to using, like, I might take a recipe for somebody, but I'm putting my own spin on that recipe.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, I haven't tried to make beignets yet, but I'm gonna try soon.
Man, I'm things up, man.
I had to do it to you. But no, I'm gonna put my own spin on the recipe. But I need, you know, I need that foundation first. But if I try to just mimic everything, I'll never come into my own. So I think that's really important that you said that. Because a lot of people, I want to be like this person. I want to be like that person. I want to throw the ball like this. I want to run like this. I want to, you know, instead of, nah, I just want to be the best I can be, whatever that looks like. And I think that that's a really strong outlook to have, really important outlook to have for sure.
Yeah.
So what is it that inspires you to give your best every day?
I'm going to say, besides myself, my spouse.
Okay.
Our little family. That's about it.
Okay.
That's it.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with that at all. When I was working collections, one of the things that we would tell the collectors is, what's your why? What's your why? Why do you do what you do? What inspires you? What's going to make you want to get that bonus check type of thing? And more often than not, it was family. Family's a powerful motivator for a lot of reasons. You know, you want to make them proud. You want to, you know, show out for them, whatever, you know, provide for them, whatever it is. So that's awesome. That's really cool. So how do you prepare for a game?
I play my favorite song, Mystical, Here I Go.
I ain't heard nobody bring Mystical up in a minute.
I listen to him and then I hype myself up.
Okay.
And like, give myself affirmations, and then like, I just look at everybody and see their faces, and then and see if they feel how I feel.
Okay.
But that's how I prepare. I tune out and I get on.
So have you ever look into your teammates' eyes and you ever see fear? Like that they're like nervous, afraid of what's about to happen, but going out on the field. Maybe it's the first game of the season. Maybe it's the first time they played that position. Janair says, I'm going to peep that song. You ain't heard that song? Man.
Man,
where
you been at? No, but yeah, man, even me, I had that look in my eyes too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because there's always somebody bigger and better than you.
Okay.
You know, can't let that get to you either. So I'm like, man, I might be little, but I ain't gonna let nobody stomp me like a roach. But at the same time, I mean, yeah, you see, yeah, you get that first game jitters, but once you get hit or you get scored on or something, uh-huh. You being like, hey, man, you ain't gonna do that no more.
Okay.
Do that.
I can't believe I can't remember his name right now. I'm really mad at myself. His nickname is Compton Superman. He's a power lifter, and then he went to, you know, weightlifting. And I cannot believe I'm drawing a blank right now. But he was giving a speech one time, and he was talking about that. He was like, you know, his mama told him, oh, there's always somebody bigger and badder, you know. And he's like, nah, somebody got to be the best. Might as well be me. And, yeah. You know, so, definitely, but that's cool that, you know, that you guys can help each other like that, you know, cause, you know, first time position, first time playing, like I'm sure, you know, at some point it was somebody's first day putting the pads on, you know, yeah, and okay. So to be able to help each other with that.
Like, oh, I'm ready to put pads on. Soon as somebody get popped, you don't see them no more.
Do you, you remember the first time you put pads on? Yeah?
Oh, yeah,
what happened?
I the first time I put pads on, and I was doing drills. I'm not trying to sound cocky, but nobody don't like to line up in front of me.
Okay. So you do bring that boom.
Yeah, a little pop, you know.
Okay, so I gotta ask. You said your favorite song was you know by Mystical. There, well, who's your favorite artist?
Oh, My favorite artist right now is Kendrick Lamar.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Very lyrical. I like that.
Okay. All right. Very cool. And so how can people get involved with the team, get involved with the league, get, you know, try to, whether it's with the games, whether it's with the team individually, the players individually, how can people get involved?
How people can get involved, you can go type in Florida Avenger on all social media platforms. Go to WNFC.com. You can type in WNFC on all platforms as well. And also my platform, it's going to be Your Role Model to Success, Your Role Model_Success on TikTok, Instagram, and Margo Lee Smith. Or Margo Smith on all social media platforms.
Okay, and we can make sure that that's in the comments on here as well, so we can do that. I will I'll try to tag you in that as well. So first game is when?
First game is going to be April 1st in Kansas City. The first home game is going to be April 8th.
And who you guys playing on the 8th?
Tennessee, I think.
Okay. And they're new to the league this year, right?
Yep. Yep, they are.
All right. What are your predictions?
I can't even predict that. But I got a chip on my shoulder, so I'm not taking no ill.
Okay. All right. Ashanti, thanks for putting that link in there. Appreciate that. She's got the WNFCfootball.com in the comments. And like I said, we'll make sure that all the socials are in there as well for Margo, so you guys can follow and show some love and show some support. I'm excited. There's 16 teams in the league. Is that right? Or was there 15? Yeah. 16?
16.
Okay. All right. And I mean, I'm expecting big things. I know that. Y'all better not let me down. I'm not gonna be out here repping Duval and you know, y'all better make some stuff happen. I'm expecting it. But like I said, you guys, we're still trying to get the 10 tickets. We've got eight so far, so we only need two more. Definitely want a huge thank you for everyone who's donated and given. So my brother asked last time on the last episode, and I told you I was going to do this to you. He asked Ashanti what Avenger she was, and he's not. I don't think he's on tonight. I think he's out with his wife with Valentine's Day again. I hope y'all get crappy desserts. If I don't ask, he's going to read me the riot act. So, what Avenger would you be?
Because of my personality, I would say the Hulk.
Okay. Okay.
I would most definitely say the Hulk.
All right. Because very cool.
Switch. It is a switch.
Okay. So anybody out there that's watching, if you got a question real quick, by all means, drop it in the comments. Anything else you wanna add, share, say, talk about?
Hey, ask me some questions. I don't really have anything off the top of my head. I think
we
kind of covered almost everything I wanted
that
needed to be said.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I would definitely, like I told Ashanti, I'd definitely like to do this again, you know, as the season progresses as well, have you guys on. Okay. Ashanti going to ask, she said, how many tackles you get in the first game?
First game?
Yeah, how many are you getting?
Out top, I'm going to give myself about five.
Five in a possible?
Yeah.
Like we playing spades?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, all right. We're down with that.
And an interception.
And an interception. Okay, yep. Okay.
That's a goal.
All right, outstanding. Now, what would you say to somebody who is maybe thinking about, you know, wanting to play, wanting to get involved, but they're hesitant for whatever reason. Maybe they've never played football before. They don't know much about the game.
Hey, I was the same way. So I was in your shoes. So if you really want to play, do it. I mean, don't let nothing stop you. Just learn the game. Be consistent. be determined, and don't give up. It's a want to. This game is a want to. Okay. So if you don't have that want to, go sit down.
All right. Okay, that's fair. I mean, that's fair. Ashanti says she needs 2 interceptions from you.
Got it, dude.
All right. We gonna hold you to it.
Oh yeah, hold me.
So if there's nothing else, I don't have anything else. But I definitely want to thank you for joining us. 100%, really appreciate it. Looking forward to the season. You know, I know I'm gonna try to, you know, continue to share. And I know the app, Vire, is it Vire? Is that what it is? To watch the games, VYRE, right?
Right.
So they can watch the games and televise. Because unfortunately, I don't have a team anywhere near me. The closest team to me is Philly, and yeah, that's.
We hope to see them.
What's that?
I hope to see that. Or I don't know if they come in here.
I'm not sure. I have to check it. But like, you know, my son's still down there in Jacksonville, and I got a lot of friends and people that are important to me down there. So I'm sure I'll be down there. Vire Network. There we go. VYRE Network. Thank you, Keisha. Appreciate that. I definitely, huge shout out. Definitely got a lot of support coming from my way. And from any platform that I remotely have. Definitely want to, make sure that, that we're giving you guys your roses, for lack of better words. Y'all are putting in the work, putting in the time, the dedication, and, you know, trailblazing, you know, essentially. And definitely want to show the support. So thank you so much for your time. And
I really, really appreciate this.
Hey, no problem at all. I definitely want to do it again. Ashanti, of course, you know, you're welcome, and thank you as well. But I'd like to get, you know, a group of you guys from the team. Okay, yeah, and I'll figure my schedule out. We can do it, and you know, because I would love to have a group of you guys on, maybe do like even a panel Q&A type discussion. You know, I know, like I was telling you earlier, my cousin's daughter plays center, and when I was telling her about the league, she got stoked. Like, she lit up. Hey, Portia, thanks for dropping in.
Tell that baby, don't give up. Do it. Don't let nobody tell her different. She want to do it, baby.
Exactly. That's why I told her. I said, hey, you put in the work. Hey, you know, just because you want a team with a bunch of boys don't mean that you got to sit the bench. And, yeah. You know, I mean, my mom played center in high school. And, you know, that's what position she's playing. So, again, thank you so much. And definitely going to show some support. You guys out there watching and listening, we got 2 more tickets to get to hit that 10 goal. But you can check out the website. Check out the Florida Avengers website and Facebook page as well. We'll make sure all the socials are dropped in the comments here tonight. And so you guys have those. But thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, everyone, I appreciate you. Thank you. Can't do it without you. But as always, y'all pray for me. I'll pray for you. And we'll catch you next time on Reflections.